USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was asked about his weekend tweets regarding the late Senator John McCain. He claims his animosity continues because of McCain's no vote on overturning the Affordable Care Act.
Our country would have saved $1 trillion and we would have had great health care. So he campaigned. He told us hours before that he was going to repeal and replace. And then for some reason, I think I understand the reason, he ended up going thumbs up.
The president has met with the president of Brazil. He said they talked about options to deal with the political crisis in Venezuela.
But we really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
The president says the U.S. isn't looking for anything other than taking care of a lot of people. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
A social networking platform is getting a lot smaller. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
All of the content uploaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone forever. The social network that was hot between 2006 and 2009 says that a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago, erasing pictures, videos, and over 50 million songs. The loss is permanent, according to a company spokesman, though last year MySpace had claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new FAA administrator is in the works. President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. If confirmed by the Senate, Dixon would take over the agency at a time of heightened scrutiny with an increasing number of investigations. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Black smoke is pouring over parts of Houston. For 3 days, a chemical plant has been on fire. Residents are worried about claims that the air quality is not a health threat. Company spokeswoman Alice Richardson gives reassurance.
ITC is a safe company. I have worked here for over 20 years, and I believe in it, and I can guarantee you that we would never do anything that is wrong to hurt our environment.
Another state joins a controversial compact that could change how American presidents are elected. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Colorado's Democratic governor signing a controversial bill to give the state's 9 electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections. Governor Jared Polis is quietly signing that measure. Back on Friday, it is seen as a way for states that traditionally vote Democrat to get their candidate elected president. George W. Bush and Donald Trump both lost the popular vote while they did win the electoral college. This law would only take effect if enough states sign the agreement, since it takes 270 electoral college votes to decide who wins the White House. Currently, that National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, as it's called, has secured 11 states with a total of 181 electoral college votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.